Well, good afternoon. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, just coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us on the line now from Northern California, one of my favorite guests, and I hope he's one of yours as well, Tal Brook. Hi, Tal. How you doing?
Hey, Stanley.
And, of course, his book.
Hey, we're not in New York freezing. Let me put it that way.
Tal's, of course, written a number of books. One of them was When the World Will Be as One, and his latest. Now, you rewrote that again.
Yeah, that's called One World, which I know you've been offering.
And we offer this. And it gives you perspective and understanding not only the geopolitical movement towards the world government, but the spiritual forces behind that. Because Tal certainly is able to approach this from the point of view of somebody who's been on the other side within the occult movement. He was in India for a time, working with Sai Baba. And, of course, eventually came to know the Lord, had a personal relationship with him, and returned to America to try to explain to the American people what was happening to our society, what was happening to Christianity, and how this was playing out geopolitically. Well, the average individual really doesn't understand what's going on today because he looks to either the conservative or the liberal media to tell him, and I'll tell you that the truth you're not going to get from Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw. Tal, I know you're deeply concerned about what's going on today, despite the fact that the administration and all the controlled media, right, left, conservative, liberal, tell us that things are wonderful, the economy is booming. What's really going on?
Well, you know, I know that one thing we will probably be looking at today, and we talked about it, is we really have to deal, I think, at this point with the reality of what's happening with the economy. And the simple fact, I mean, you and I can talk about indicators, things like gold breaking records, just pushing up and up. I mean, first it was 400 an ounce. Here's what people need to know. When you see gold go up, it's because the paper dollar, and it's a piece of paper, is not backed by anything. It was taken off the gold standard many years ago. The term for that, and really we're talking about New World Order stuff, so just hang with us, and also hang with us because this will affect your future if, well, certain things happen and they seem to be happening. But a dollar is now a piece of paper. It's a promissory note. It's called fiat paper. And when John Maynard Keynes first came to America, he was a British Fabian socialist who basically, the con job was to get America off the gold standard to be on paper. Now, what's happening is that Greenspan can print, the Fed can print as many of these notes as they want. They can justify it by deepening. The government basically has to take a loan to do it. So what's happening is, as I hear that music, is just consider the dollar shrinking. Put it on your table and watch it get smaller and smaller, contract. And Stanley and I know we'll talk about that because you need to know what's going on.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment after we have a short break here. If you were one of those unfortunate people living in Europe who believed your local banker said, look, you don't want to invest in Italian notes or in German notes or bonds, you want to invest in Argentina bonds, and the people listened to their bankers and they did. And now suddenly Argentina says, we'll give you 25 cents on the dollar, fellas. People who are in bonds, people who are in any sort of monetary increment, face the ultimate destruction in the coming future.
Our 14th set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I want to introduce you to our special guest this afternoon. His name is Tal Brook, and Tal is a very good friend. He's, of course, one of the people who really understands this movement towards the one world government and the spiritual forces behind that. And we're going to be talking, at least initially this afternoon, about what's really happening in the economy. And before we went to the break, where we introduced our listeners here in the Central Coast of California to our guest, I was talking about what's happened to the European investors. They were encouraged by their friendly bankers and their economic gurus to invest in Argentine bonds. After all, your local bonds are only paying maybe 6 or 8%. You can get 10% investing in Argentine bonds. And so in years past, many of the investors in Europe and Italy specifically, I mean, tens of thousands of them invested their life savings because, after all, 10% assured income. And then, of course, came the collapse in Argentina, and now they're being offered 25 cents on the dollar, and they have lost three-quarters of their lifetime investment, and they'll be lucky to get that back. And they've impoverished such a large segment of the people in Italy and other countries in Europe by these faulty investments. The difficulty is the whole world is going on to a debt system, and here California is going to issue another $15 in bonds, and I'll tell you, the chances of you're getting repaid on the California bonds that are going to be issued are, well, they're just about the same as you're winning the lottery. But Tal, as we look and see what's happening, mm-hmm. what people really can't understand, the economic system we've known doesn't exist anymore.
Well, so much has happened since even Bush came in. I mean, you remember that after Clinton and after interesting moments in the Oval Office, anyone who even walked like a conservative, it could even be a duck.
Hold that thought just for just a moment here.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Stan back here, and I guess this afternoon, Tal Brook, you'll want to get his book, One World, which we do carry. And we were talking about, of course, what's really happening as far as the economy is happening, as far as the dollar is concerned. You picked that up. You said that something about ducks.
Well, yeah, the truth is that after Clinton had been through office, and the strong thing he did, and I was so sick of him that I didn't pay attention, is that our national debt was quickly dissolving. We were paying it off. We were coming out strong financially. So, however, like a lot of conservatives, after Clinton, and basically he was a moral sociopath. I mean, the events in the Oval Office, we don't need to go into it. I think what I'm talking about right now is that when he was done, a very wide swath of conservative people were so desperate after Clinton to get someone who's morally or socially conservative, they would have voted for a Walt Disney cartoon character if he had an American flag tattooed on his forehead. Okay, if Donald Duck had run, he would have gotten votes. That's what I'm telling you. And when Bush seemed, I mean, you and I talked about reservations due to deep family background stuff we knew about the family. But when he came in, really conservatism has been redefined, and what you see happening is fascism. No time to go into that now, because that's all the police state stuff. The economic side of this, my friends, is we've had such a barn burning of the dollar. Your value of what you own is so gone down, I'm going to tell you a grim little joke. Two people are sitting at a cafe in Walter. Now, this is after a lot of inflation. It's what Stanley was talking about with the German mark after the one of the last big wars, when the currency went down to nada. So these two guys are at a cafe, and one of them is having a $6,000 cup of coffee. Folks, this is an exaggeration, of course, but that's what inflation does. So he says, well, Harold, you sweated for, what, 20 years saving, you know, what was it, $30,000 in your savings account? Well, I think with that you could, what, buy a good bag of groceries? Am I making my point here? The sort of money that he once thought could maybe buy a big retirement package somewhere. It was when $30,000 was worth something. All of a sudden, it's good for, well, a bag of groceries.
But
this
of course,
is the trend we're talking about.
But of course, tall people say, well, we've got the Federal Reserve System. Their purpose and their goal is to prevent inflation. And so they will, of course, not allow this to happen, even if they have to raise interest rates to prevent inflation. But in the past, we've always
had... Now, the trouble is you've got Greenspan. Here's the clincher there. He is printing paper dollars. Tell me what's to stop him from running the printing press. They can print trillions of dollars if they want to.
Well, you know, I think
and they are, and the point is the Europeans and Asians are looking on and saying, you know something? These dollars are not worth as much. They're not backed by gold or anything. That's why the dollar versus the euro, they were on par a few years ago. It's going to be $1.37 to get a euro. It's already $1.27.
Well, I think what's so interesting is that within the last 10 days, the International Monetary Fund has released reports saying that...
You've scooped me, Stanley.
All right,
I was going to talk about that.
You go ahead, because I think this is so vitally important. These are not fanatic right-wingers or extremists. These are the economists who are more or less have direct the economy of the world, and they are frightened to death. What are they frightened of, Dahl?
Well, they're frightened that America could start a global depression if our currency becomes so debauched and our debt increases. I mean, I can tell you that on September 17th of this year, last year, at the National Press Club in Washington, David Walker, who's director of the U.S. General Accounting Office, that's the GAO, that's the director now, gave a talk at the National Press Club. And he started off saying, you know, while we're starting off in a financial hole, we really don't have a very good picture of how deep it is. And he spends an hour or so saying, he said, for one thing, at this point, this is after a few years of Bush now, the burden on every single man, woman, and child in this debt that we're talking about is at this point already $100,000. And what we're talking about is indentured servanthood. We're talking about slavery as people go into colossal debt. I mean, we are trillions of dollars in debt. This controls how much our dollar is worth, and it controls how much, well, a lot of things, the debt level. And it's like a barn burning because all of a sudden, not only is Iraq costing a fortune, and a lot of other things, by the way, but all of a sudden, the president gets a transgalactic epiphany to now spend another trillion. Mind you, as your child is being subeducated, is we have a street people. We have so many problems, it's unbelievable. But let's go ahead and spend a trillion or two to get one or two people on the planet Mars. Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
Well, it's sort of like
wouldn't you call that really sound thinking here?
There's that old question, though, is there intelligent life on Mars? And the question
is it on the Earth is the question.
Is there any intelligent...
in the White House.
And where is the outcry from the American people? When the International Monetary Fund is talking about the United States economic policies collapsing the world economic system, mm-hmm. when if we look at the new jobs created in the month of December. Now, it takes 300,000 new jobs every month created in America to maintain a vibrant economy. In the month of December, the United States economy, now this is just new jobs need to be created. All the other jobs are being lost, and there are hundreds of thousands of jobs, probably at least 100,000 jobs lost. But we created 1,000 new jobs in the month of December.
That's
and
right.
They said, gee, we thought it was going to be really beginning to pick up. 1,000 was all there was.
And the grim news is that in terms of this job thing, when they say, well, there are less people looking, you know, and I know, that they're all saying, look, upwards of 300,000 people are so discouraged, they're no longer in the statistics because they quit looking.
And of course, the
thing check that one out.
As more and more people are out of work, they're not going to be able to make their payments on their homes. Then what's going to happen? You're going to begin to see increasing home foreclosures.
What's
already
that called? That's called the bubble, right?
Right. And people say, well, this really couldn't be happening. I mean, after all, I read the newspapers, and the newspapers tell me that the economy is booming. We were up 8%, you know, in the last quarter of last year. But let me tell you that somebody once said figures don't lie, but liars figure. And you could not let the American people realize what's really going on until it's too late.
Well, you know, another thing that's facing us on top of the debt now is that in less than 10 years, basically due to the retirement of the baby boom generation, the U.S. will be hit by another huge demographic tidal wave that's not really expected ever to recede. I mean, that's another thing going on. The Social Security Fund is almost bankrupt.
And so is
Medicare. And, of course, you know, again, you cited the World Bank. That's another very serious thing.
Well, I think that people really have to understand that one of the reasons Paul O'Neill was fired as the Secretary of the Treasury was that he had actually commissioned a pair of economists to study and see where we were going to be 10 years from now. And they came up with the conclusion that within 10 years from now, the United States government will be facing financial turmoil and a $44 trillion deficit. And the only way, of course, then this is going to be met, you're going to have to increase taxes to cover Social Security to about 60% of income, and then pay your income tax on top of that. And we're not talking about 30 years from now. We're talking within 10 years from now. And they can't let the American people know that. And the only way out is to destroy the value of the dollar and pay the debts off of the promises of the American people with useless money. And the politicians then say, well, it's not our fault. We gave you what we promised. So you're getting $1,000 a month, but of course it won't buy a good cup of coffee.
No, that's right.
And until the American people understand and begin to make preparations and understand that the leaders of both political parties have been lying to us for years, nothing is going to change. And only an aroused and concerned American people can begin to turn this thing around. There is no way we're going to be able to avoid terrible suffering, terrible mm-hmm. loss, terrible deprivation, and more people without jobs, and continued transfer of our factories overseas, right?
They're going, and that's another part of the equation we should talk about.
All right, why don't you talk about
that? Well, I mean, the truth is, with GATT and NAFTA, what was set up, not only do we have people crossing... Is they're about to x-ray every part of your anatomy and treat you like a criminal at airports, people are running three abreast over the Tijuana border and other porous areas of the border. So there's a massive immigrant problem that's already putting a lot of people out of work. Beyond that, with NAFTA and GATT, we're exporting all kinds of work so that whether it's Hewlett-Packard or 30 other, you know, huge companies, they're getting overseas as quickly as they can because they can hire people for $4 in less an hour for stuff that over here they get $30 an hour. So the picture here is a massive workforce out of work. What are these guys going to do? Stand on street corners? I mean, that's another problem with all the deficit stuff. If these were honest people and they loved America, this wouldn't be happening. None of the founders of America would have allowed what's happening to happen. This is a setup, and this is why we talk about it. I talk about it in the book One World. This is part of a bigger pattern. See one part, you'll see the rest.
And, of course, the thing is, this is being done intentionally. These people are not stupid. How better to destroy America than destroy the economic foundation of this society?
That's right.
And disillusion people then will readily accept really whatever degree of control is imposed on them by the tyrants. And they really do anticipate that we will have an authoritarian, a fascist society. We're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Tal Brook. We will welcome your calls at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Right here at Radio Liberty.
Have you ever- ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 on the way down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, Allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure Allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure Allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills, but you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just remind you of some of the items that we carry here at Radio Liberty, and certainly we carry the big Berkey and Berkey Life water filters, and in case of any sort of an emergency or cutoff of water supplies, why, you could filter river water or lake water, and whether you're going traveling and you'd want to have the filters with you, or whether you'd want to use them in your own house to take many of the things in your water that you don't want out, why, the big Berkey does a wonderful job. Now, if you have fluoridated water, why, you can have special post filters put on the bottom to take out fluoride, which is a toxin, it's a poison. In fact, what's the active ingredient in Prozac? Why, it's a fluoride compound. Of course, it has an effect on your mind, and it's very, very efficient as far as cutting down on sterility. They have the studies to show that if you fluoridate one area and you don't fluoridate another, it is the areas that are fluoridated have much lower fertility rates. The unfluoridated areas have higher fertility rates. That's what it's really all about. They can't let the American people know. There really are wicked people who would destroy God's gift to humanity, and that is human life. And so, if you'd like to find out about the Big Berkey water filter, you can go to our website. They're $239.95. You can see them on our website at RadioLiberty.com, but Big Berkey filters are not available in either California or Iowa. However, you can get something called the Berkey Light, which is the same shape and size, and it works the same way, except it's made of Lexan rather than stainless steel, and the filters are much more efficient. They're called black Berkey filters, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. However, the Berkey Lights are only $199.95, and whether you buy the Berkey Light or the black big Berkey, and you buy them through us, you'll get a 4-tape set or a video that we have actually produced along with that. And so we hope many of you will give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And rather than putting your money out on bottled water or other things, why not get a Berkey Light? You can put the water in the bottles yourself and save an awful lot of money. These things pay for themselves. And we've known an awful lot of people who've been very, very happy with their Berkey water filters. Give us a call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is certainly one of my favorite guests, and that's Tal Brook. His book, One World, and if you haven't read it, you need to get it. Now, his original text of this, When the World Was Be As One, what did you? You must have put out 100,000 copies of that before, didn't you?
Yeah, over that. Yeah, that's correct.
And, of course, excellent book. And now they've added another 40 to 50% into this.
Well, this one's a much better book. The new one is.
I know it is. But, and so we have this available through Radio Liberty, as well as with some of the other books that Tal has written, or another book he's written. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask about One World. But right now, We're talking about this this effort to destroy the very financial structure of America, and there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its economic system. This has been a long time in coming. They knew it was going to happen. Yeah, it was only a matter of time. But, of course, they wanted to wait until the time was right, and it's almost as if somebody had been reading a script.
Well, I mean, it's a way to bring your country to its knees. I mean, think of after Versailles, and I'll go into something in a second in Argentina, but after Versailles, the setup was basically what happened in Germany. Germany was set up so that the mark would be so inflated they'd have to pay people with wheelbarrows. I mean, it created, if you want to rob someone of value, you start fiat paper with no backing, and you print it off, and pretty soon it's worth nothing, and you've effectively stolen from them. So that was what happened in Versailles. Right now, I mean, in the New York Times, Paul Krugman, just a few days ago, January the 6th, wrote about Robert Rubin, the former Treasury Secretary, getting shrill. And you mentioned Argentina, and what a lot of people don't know is that here's the big con. Okay, the big con is that Argentina really retained the confidences of international investors almost to the end of the 1990s. That's pretty close. An analyst shrugged off its large, here's what we're getting to, its large budget deficit and trade deficits. They talked about the business-friendly free market policies that they insisted would allow the country to grow out of all the deficits, okay? But here's what happened when confidence collapsed. The optimism proved foolish. Argentina, once a showpiece, quickly became a byword of economic catastrophe. They've had riots on the streets ever since. People are broke, and here's the clincher. So what, you might say. I mean, that's Argentina, right? But Rubin's point is that those who really suggested that, you know, recent American irresponsibility, dismissed as shrill, Rubin is saying, look, we've had this traditional view that of the immunity from this of advanced countries like America to third world style financial crises. But you know something? That doesn't hold. A big country can really go down to its knees.
And actually what happened in Argentina is they really wiped out the middle class, and they impoverished these people who had been working hard all of their lives.
Which is a New World Order agenda.
Amen. And that's exactly what it's all about. And when people are desperate, of course, they'll always accept the hand that offers them help, even if it won with a mailed fist. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. Have a quick question or comment?
A little of both. Good evening, gentlemen.
I can't hear very well.
I remember in the aftermath of 9/11, how our economy, I started seeing ads on TV this past couple of years where they said, you know, don't wait, buy now, keep America strong. And that is so stupid because, you know, I think you guys will both agree that to fix our economy, we got to get out of debt. And that's going to take time. It's going to be painful. Yet what's Alan Greenspan and company doing? They're the exact opposite.
Okay, we're just about for a break. Do you have a question for our guest?
That's what we've been saying. We've been saying exactly what you're saying.
Okay, do you have a question at all?
Okay, yeah, I got a question. If the deficit keeps growing, if the deficit and debt keep growing, what's going to be the eventual effect if it isn't paid off? We just keep spending till the cows come home.
Well, that's
we'll go into that actually for a while on the radio because Stanley and I have talked about that basically before. But if the huge financial implosion takes place, it'll mean a radical redefinition on many levels of what America is. It'll be the great transition. I said years ago that the mortar for building an international economic world order is going to be based on national debt. And if some genius, and they're already out there, comes along and says, you know, I've got a plan so we can sort of make you an indentured servant but forgive your debt, then the melding, the great glue, the super glue for the world order is going to be a financial configuration.
And I think you're absolutely right. Thanks very much, and we'll be back here in just a moment here with Tal Brook. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I want to tell you about some of the other items that we carry, and certainly one of those is the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. We will tell you that many of the people who use these products do make some wonderful claims for them, and they think that this is has helped them with all sorts of skin rashes and acne, and all we can do is suggest you try it. There's no medical medical documentation on this, and yet I will tell you we sell an awful lot of these products, both the neutralizer, the gel, the lotion, the soap, the moisturizing soap. I wouldn't be without them, and neither would my wife, and we've used them regularly for several years. So if you'd like to know more about the Miracle 2 soap products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can actually get a rundown on what is really involved as far as Miracle 2 soap products. And Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that we also carry the Phonopoly. Phonopoly is a wonderful program to teach you, your children, your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. They have deliberately dumbed down the American people in our government schools over a period of many years, using a technique of reading that they knew would not allow children to learn to spell and to pronounce words, or learn them to teach to read or read readily. They can maybe able to get by with their reading, but they really are not going to get the grasp of this because they've never been taught phonics. Our brain is designed to work phonetically, and yet, of course, we've been deprived of this as part of an organized effort. So if you'd like to learn more about Phonopoly, it's a board game played like Monopoly. It's actually five board games, two bonus games, and we have them available for $139.95. Most of these programs are $300, $400, $500. This is $139.95. So give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we want to mention the Institute of the Constitution, because this is something you can do to help America, and that is to set up an Institute of the Constitution in your community. And you do this by calling 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And you can get this complete kit. It's videos of 12 lectures by Dr. John Eijsmo, two lectures by David Barton, going into the Christian history of America, the foundation of our Constitution, why it was written as it was. And contrary to everything you're told by the controlled media, up until 150 years ago, everybody knew America was a Christian nation. But when a country turns away from God, God eventually abandons that nation. God's long-suffering. But remember, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Do you really believe that there's the Spirit of the Lord in America today? Well, a lot of people talk about it, but we've certainly changed the music and the message of our churches. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our special guest this afternoon is Tal Brook, and we were going to, of course, talk a little bit about, and before we go to any more of our guests, I really think it's so important. You were talking about how this whole financial destruction of America will actually certainly play into the hands of those who would merge us into a one-world monetary system, because when our monetary system collapses, yep, the next step will be the world currency, and yep, with the loss of our currency will be the loss of our sovereignty, will be the That's loss right. of our Constitution, will yep. be the loss of our freedom. But then, after all, why should do we deserve to be free when most of the world lives in slavery and under tyranny?
Pulling all this together, did you know, by the way, a week ago, really January the 8th, the New York Times had on its headline front page, International Monetary Fund says U.S. debt a threat to the world. Were you aware of that?
Oh, yes. In fact,
you're aware of everything. It's scary, Stanley.
Well, no, I'm just looking over your shoulder. Go ahead.
But that's a heavy headline. The International Monetary Fund says U.S. debt a threat to the world. And I'm sure you saw the article in The Economist, and that's in Britain, really chasing down the staggering national debt recently and dealing with the International Monetary Fund. But, you know, here's the deal. Here's the clincher. The IMF, which obviously is not a political party, okay, it's the International Monetary Fund, basically said on January 7th, in another article, the U.S. government finances have experienced a remarkable, they talk a little like Greenspan, so hang with me here, a remarkable turnaround in recent years. In other words, we were paying off our national debt. within only a couple of years, with only a few years, hard-won gains of the previous decade had been lost, use the word evaporated, and instead of budget surpluses, deficits are again projected as far as the eye can see. This is the IMF here. The deterioration has not been restricted to the federal budget, but has also taken place at the state and local government levels. Look at California, okay? As a result, the U.S. general government deficit is now among the highest in the industrialized world. These are horrendous danger signs, and if you want to look between the lines, when you see gold just pacing up, going beyond 400, breaking barrier after barrier, it's a vote, folks, of non-confidence in the dollar. If you want to wonder why the British pound is higher than it's been in a long, long time, it's because the dollar is weak. Does it really help you to have a weak dollar? Well, fly over to England and see how far your dollar goes. Yeah, in other words, you're being robbed of value. That's the whole point.
And I think
and this is continuing. And during this barn burning, the present occupant of the White House says, you know, why don't we take let's borrow another couple of trillion. Hey, what the heck? And let's get, you know, a man or two on Mars. That'll help everything, right? That's dealing with reality, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's the most amazing thing, Tal.
That's enough
where
to
is
rot
the,
your
skull. Where is the outcry from the American people saying, why do you want to put a man on Mars when we're already facing a debt this coming year? They'll have acknowledged will be $500 billion, will probably be closer to $1 trillion. You're stealing from our children and our grandchildren. Either that or you are intentionally trying to topple and destroy the economy of this country. And what better way to enslave the people than to destroy the economy of a nation?
And that's it. And this makes me very worried because it's another photo op, like when he wore the pilot's outfit and landed on the aircraft carrier. I'm a conservative. I've been a Republican for years, but I don't want to let labels blind me. I'm at this point, I'm more of a conservative libertarian. I'm independent because, as we've known for years, the Republicrats, there's very little different between parties, and really the globalist groups and control the agenda with both parties, okay? And therefore, look, you see people like Soros, okay, betting along with Warren Buffett against the U.S. dollar. They're on the market betting for other currencies against the dollar. I mean, Warren Buffett said, look, my whole life and all these years, I've never had money in another currency. Do you know something? I'm doing it now. What do you think? Here's the greatest investor maybe in the history of the country getting out of the dollar. What do you think?
Well, I think we're in real trouble. Let's go to Jim calling from Kansas. Jim, do you have a question or comment?
Well, it's half and half. I dug into something that's really, really blew my mind, and I want to see if you understand or can explain it to me. On the dollar bill, you have the Secretary of Treasury, and you have the Treasurer of the United States. So I'm asking myself, how can you have two treasurers in the Treasury of the United States? So I went and dug their flowcharts up, and I got a flowchart from 1945, and at that time, the Secretary of the Treasury was top dog of the Treasury, and it went down through the Fiscal Assistant Secretary, then directly to the Office of the Treasurer of the United States, and nothing below him.
All right, fine. You're absolutely right. There is a difference between the Secretary of the Treasury and that. But thank you so much. But this really has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. Let's go right now to Roger calling from Pennsylvania. Roger, question or comment?
Yeah, thanks, gents. Well, I just had kind of two thoughts here. The first one, kind of a joke, but I was...
No, do you have a question?
Yeah,
because we really want to stick to the
this
subject.
This is pretty serious.
But
not today.
Well, my thinking is, in hearing you talk, they're worried, not too much worried about that the public is going to be delivered out of their collective unconsciousness, that is, elemental knowledge of mathematics. but I guess they don't have too much worry over that.
Well, if they listen to Radio Liberty, or you get all your friends to listen to us, at least they'll begin to have some understanding what this is about. And for any of our listeners out there, there's a wonderful book. It's called Fiat Money Inflation in France. It was written 150 years ago by the president of Yale University, Andrew Dickinson White, about what happened in 1789 and thereafter. And of course, it's like deja vu all over again. They had exactly the same inflationary problems that we're facing in the moral breakdown. Did you have a point you want to make, Roger?
Yeah, well, the bigger question, there has got to be some way, I don't suppose there's any original thought, but there's got to be some way to get, say, the top 50 or so truly constitutionalist groups, you know, the Eagle Forums, the Birchers, the whoever and anybody that's really has any soundness behind them, to say develop, say, a constitution coalition, if that name hasn't been besmirched.
Well, we already have a U.S. Constitution Party, Roger, and if you can organize the rest of those groups, that's fine. I know the leaders
of all
of
them. What about some umbrella group that where resolutions could be hammered out and assure all these Republican establishments that they won't get any of our Republican votes?
Roger, I belong to the organizations with these people. They're not about to do anything. They're going to stick with the Republican Party and go down in flames.
Well,
thanks so much. Let's go to Vince calling from Illinois. Hi, Vince.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, great guest. I'm going to have to check out this book, New World. It sounds very interesting. I think we're heading in the final innings of the ball game here. That's just my sense. Yeah. I've been following the markets for a long time. But commenting about this $1 trillion going to Mars and the moon,
yes,
that's all that money is going to go to the old boy network, the military-industrial complex.
Sure.
Well, you know, that's a very good question, because one thing that Stanley and I do get into now and then is a fund that you or I couldn't get into, but George Bush Sr.'s in. It's called the Carlyle Fund, and it's all about the military-industrial complex, and they make more money than you can imagine. And obviously, a lot of decisions are made. I mean, for instance, I don't need to tell you that the soldiers who are dying in Iraq are dying over a petrochemical scenario. It is about gasoline. It is about oil. It's about a lot of things. And it's not an honest war, and these people are dying over it.
I agree. It's just an illusion, and most people are snookered by it. You know, if they wanted to spend $1 trillion on this waste of going to Mars, why couldn't they spend it on things that would at least benefit the American people, such as hospitals, training doctors, training nurses?
I agree with you.
Their purpose is not to help the American people. Their purpose is to collapse our economy.
Yeah. And the thing is, Stanley and I have dealt with this before, and this is an important thing. There are certain things that are done that are so obviously out of whack that they kind of expose themselves, and that's what we're talking about now. I mean, let me give you an example. An example is that when you go through the San Francisco airport and they scan every square inch of your being, they treat you like an insect, and then you finally get through while three people are running across a border, literally being let through.
You're coming in the southern border, where we've kept the border open intensely so any terrorist who wants to come in can come in.
Yeah, and any terrorist with an IQ higher than a cucumber should not fly into a U.S. airport, but should just smile as he wave as you cross the border with a small nuclear weapon in your back pocket. I'm kidding about the weapon, but I mean, you get my point. There's something really wrong with the picture.
There definitely is. I have one more question. It's pretty apparent to me that the government's liabilities and all of the hollow promises we made, Social Security and whatnot, that at some point when this thing does collapse, and I believe it's
going bankrupt.
It is. My thing is, how are you going to protect your assets? I don't think you're going to be able to, because I believe that this New World Order is going to confiscate and redistribute basically everything. I don't think buying gold is even going to protect you, because just like Roosevelt did, they'll probably try to buy it back from you at $400
an ounce. Yeah, that's another level of debate, and it's a very good question. There is a group called the Sovereign Society that fights like mad to keep individual freedom, and this, of course, involves, you know, the most stable currencies you can find, and it's a guessing game. All you can do is, you know, with what's in your bounds, you know, and these are very big forces in motion. The other analogy is that we're on the USS Titanic, and it's heading for an iceberg. However, I still do all that I can with what God gave me to be as prudent as I can given my situation. You saw what I'm saying. But going back to these things, the International Monetary Fund's second point is that the evaporation of all these fiscal surpluses the budget is less prepared, as I said, to deal with the baby boom generation. But let me go on. The massive pressure on Social Security and the Medicare systems, gang, it's going bankrupt. That's my point.
If I could sneak in another question, do you have any comment on the standard of living for the average American? Do you have any insight into what the standard of living? I'm very pessimistic about our standard of living, because I don't think we can just borrow forever.
Yeah, I think that we're doing it on the Visa card. The general report is that we're the most in-debt people in the world, as opposed to prudent nations that have been through great depressions. You're going to find in a lot of other nations, they don't spend beyond their means, they save. But let me come out with another analogy that Stanley and I have come up with. Folks, if you or I, the way we spent, handle our finances like the United States government, we would be handcuffed and in prison for about 20 years. Are you following me?
Oh,
the IRS would walk up your stairs, they'd go right into your house. Well, obviously, they would grab it at that point. If any of us handle money the way the federal government does, we would be handcuffed and in federal prison.
I have to laugh. How does our government plan on paying for all this debt? And who's going to finance us going to the moon?
You have to understand, they don't plan on paying on it. They intend to collapse the economy, destroy the value of the dollar, and then pay off their debts with worthless currency. That's the greatest scam of all time.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm afraid you're right.
Okay, thanks so much, Vince.
Yep.
Let's go to George calling from Toronto. Hi, George. How are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Very quick question.
I
understand the collapsing of the American dollar, but can you tell me how that will be orchestrated in concert with the other currencies of the world? Thank you, and I'll listen up here.
All right. George wants to know how this is going. The collapse of the dollar.
Okay, it's going to be chaos theory in motion. Remember I mentioned earlier that the International Monetary Fund, as it said on the front page of the New York Times, front page story, so they warned that America's thing could cause a global threat. So therefore, the visual analogy is the falling dominoes. You follow me now. If they've lined up in one fall, suddenly they all start falling down. And for one thing, Japan and China have massive amounts of bonds here in America. Number one, we're terrified if they take their money out because there'll be a bond collapse. But number two, if our money is worth nothing, it'll be a bond collapse on their value. Go back to what Stan was saying about the Argentinian bond collapse. You get burned both ways. What the International Monetary Fund was saying in that front page article on the New York Times is this sort of domino effect. And when you're talking at this point global depression, then the currencies go haywire. And it really depends. And the other principle is the ones that are in greater debt that have no value go first. Things like obviously the Indian rupee and the Sri Lankan rupee. There are tons of currencies that aren't even notice that they're not taken seriously is the best way to put it. But then you get to currencies like the Swiss franc, and I need to tell all of you, and Stanley, you may know this, that they voted it off the gold standard 2.5 years ago. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Now you know. But there are currencies that are gold-backed. Let me throw out another one. As of now, the real Al-Qaeda attack on the dollar is going to be gold, because they're back to the gold dinar. They're going to make it so that Arabs or Muslims have to use the gold dinar, and they're going to use the gold currency to slam America in the face as hard as they can. And again, we've been playing big cowboy in their sovereign nations, and they don't particularly like us over there. We've made some enemies. We've not been smart diplomats here.
Well, I think the attitude has been, we can do whatever we want to. We're the most powerful nation in the world.
That's it. We're the cowboy slinging the gun. And of course, I lived around the world. My father was a diplomat. When I was in Sri Lanka, I told this to you, Stanley, a year ago, I kept seeing Bush on foreign televisions, and it was the ugly American, you know, with the IQ of a radish. I mean, you just thought, oh, Lord, what's he going to do? We've gotten someone, we put him in the driver's seat of a huge aircraft carrier, the State of America, and he's grinning and kind of steering us over Niagara Falls. Wow, isn't that something?
Well, you know, of course, I think we can go to the Bible and we can learn a lot. There was another great nation. It was the most mighty nation in the world. It was called Babylon.
You got that.
And it had a mighty army, it had a mighty fortress, and it was the wealthiest, most powerful nation, and
one day,
Babylon fell. Could that happen? It happened when God withdrew his blessing from that nation.
That's right.
And I believe that God is withdrawing his nation, his blessing from this nation. Tal, it's always a pleasure having you.
Yeah, God bless you. Talking to you, Stanley.
Thanks very much. And remember, the book you want to get is One World. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And so, Tal, until next time when we're together.
You got it.
May the Lord be with you.
Okay, you too.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention the material that you can get from Radio Liberty you won't get elsewhere that will explain to you exactly what this is all about. And we have four tape sets, for instance, on Vietnam, what Vietnam was really all about, and even a Vietnam special. You can't understand anything unless you can understand the assassination, the murder of President Kennedy. And, of course, this was planned. The cover-up was almost complete. If you go to the background of the Warren Commission, it was made up of three were the Masons, three were from the Council on Foreign Relations. The purpose of the Warren Commission was not to reveal the truth, it was to conceal the truth. Either get our four-tape set on the Kennedy assassination or get the Kennedy assassination special. Get the information you need so you can discuss these issues intelligently, and rather than be put down by those who say, oh, you believe in a conspiracy, that you can ask intelligent questions of the people on the other side. Have you checked out the facts yourself, or are you simply repeating what you've heard on the mass media? And then, of course, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, let me suggest it. It's, I think, the best overall view of what's going on, because everybody wants to point to one organization. Oh, it's the Jesuits who are behind this. No, it's the Masons that are behind this. No, it's the Council on Foreign Relations, or it's really all a communist conspiracy. No, it's a conspiracy against God. And if you read Jeremiah 11:9 or Ezekiel 22:25, or the second psalm, they always talk about the conspiracy against God. And that same conspiracy is being waged today, and the church is totally oblivious of what's going on. Well, the Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get the book, $12.95. You can get the video for $19.95 and the audio tape for $7.50, or you can get them all together for $29.95. If there's one weapons you have that will help you reach others, the Brotherhood of Darkness, or better still, get the Brotherhood of Darkness special by calling us right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this afternoon Roger called in from Pennsylvania, and Roger wants just to get all the leaders of the conservative groups together. Why can't they all get together and just come up with a solution? Well, because these people, and I know them all, and I love many of these people, I've worked with them for many years, I meet with them on a regular basis, but they're dedicated, most of them, to the Republican Party, and it doesn't matter how bad the Republican Party is, they'd rather have a bad Republican in than anybody else. And I think it's about time we have to understand that as long as we continue following the same pattern that we have in the past, we're doomed to failure. There is a Constitution Party. The people in the Constitution Party have an agenda. And this is why we keep stressing over and over again the importance of you learning about the Constitution and then helping us get the information out there. Now, Mike Perutka, who is the candidate for president of the Constitution Party, is also the man behind the Institute of the Constitution. And you can get the set to actually put on the series of lectures in your community by calling 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or go to their website, IOTC Online, for the Institute of the Constitution Online.com. Set up one of these in your areas. People say, what can I do? Let's get somebody else to get the leaders of this country together. And I say, you go ahead and do it. But I'm going to be working with the people who are doing something. They're not sitting around trying to get somebody else to do something. And it really is founded on, first of all, having people understand the Christian history of America. And then, of course, hoping God will be merciful to this nation that has been given so much and has turned against him. So set up an Institute of the Constitution in your community, in your church. And, of course, you need to understand what's going on in the church today. That's why you need to get the video we have called Diaprax in the Church. It goes into the seeker-friendly church, the church growth movement, the purpose-driven church. And its purpose is to change the Christian message, to change the music of Christianity. And, of course, then to be useful in this move towards the New World Order. And the New World Religion, they know exactly what they're doing, because this whole church growth movement has its foundation in the occult. And that's why you want to get the video of Diaprax. You want to analyze it. And then we have a four-tape set, four-tape interviews with Dr. Klink. If you prefer audio tapes, the information is there. You just need to help us get it out. Our new video called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon, brings everything into a clear perspective as far as what's going on today, not only from a geopolitical but from a spiritual point of view, and the part that the secret occult societies have played in creating World War One and World War Two, and of course are bringing us ever closer to World War Three. And out of the financial chaos of the proceed of the Second World War, they had to have a means of getting us out of the financial collapse that devastated America. And what did they do? They precipitated World War II. And if you don't think the President of the United States knew the attack was coming, you can give us a call and ask for the pages from Secretary of War Stimson's diary. I found them back at Yale University, the Sterling Library, where he talked about having a meeting with the President who said, we're going to be attacked, it's only a matter of time. The only question is how we're going to get them to attack and get them to fire the first shot and do as little damage to our forces as we can. So that's what we did. We left the boys at Pearl Harbor to die. But after all, there were only 3,000 of them, and wasn't that better? Wasn't the results worth it? After all, we got America into the Second World War, and, of course, we got out of the economic slump we were in. Is that callous to think that way? Well, there are many people who do. You need to get our four-tape set on Pearl Harbor. You need to get our books we have on Pearl Harbor, Day of Deceit by Robert Stinnett. But our four-tape set on Pearl Harbor is the best information out there. And then finally, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, we'll be back with you. Again, this is Dr. Stan. Say goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.